Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We do have high school basketball tonight. We have more coming up tomorrow, but next week, Thursday, Friday, we get the Emory and Carbon girls, and then on Friday, we get the Emory and Carbon boys, right? It's the last time those two teams are going to share the floor in the regular season. We're going to talk about an event that is geared towards mental health awareness leading up to that game on Friday. And joining us right now in the studio, we do have a number of guests, including Canyon View Middle School Principal Jenny Gagan. And first off, Principal Gagan, it's great to get you in today. Thank you for taking out the time to organize this and coming to talk about this event. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's start by talking about the event that is right around the corner. It's the final rivalry matchup of the basketball season between Carbon and Emory, and this is going to be at the Spartan Center on January 31st. I think anytime these two teams get together, two communities really, they get excited. I don't think it matters what sport it is. I don't think it matters what the records are. Just seeing Carbon and Emory share the field or the court, it's exciting.
Absolutely. Growing up in Emory County myself, teaching in both and working in both Carbon and Emory County, I've seen the rivalry from all perspectives, including parent. And it is. It's a fun night. It brings the community out. And I think we missed the opportunity to recognize how much we share within these communities. And that was really our purpose of what we're trying to do, is bring them out, get them together, and promote something that we really do think is lacking in our community, often not talked about enough. And so we are promoting mental health is what we're working on in this event, not only bringing in a speaker for our parents in Emory County, but also promoting mental health awareness that night at the game.
It's something that it's never easy to talk about, especially with kids, right? This is never an easy conversation, and I think you worded this perfectly when you talk about the two communities. I know there's Carbon and there's Emory, but I've always had this idea that we're kind of one,
yes,
right, together.
Yes.
And so to have something like this the night that the two share a basketball court together, it's a really great idea. How did this come about?
You know, it started by, as an administrator over in Emory County, we've working close with our counseling team at, not just at Canyon View, but also in the school district. We struggle to get parents out to some of these very important events. We'll bring in a speaker, we'll bring in something where we're trying to help engage parents in how they can better support the youth in the community. And so we thought it may be by offering some sort of incentive or something that we know. I've attended many basketball games. Those stands are packed.
Yeah.
Everyone's at that event. And we've joked at times, like, let's shut it down at halftime and do the event then, and then they can watch the rest of the game. But that's kind of where it came about. We thought, okay, maybe if they come out to our parent night, we'll pay for free admission into that game that night and help continue to promote this mental health. So that's kind of where it came about.
Also, but before I let you go, I know we got a couple of other guests that we're going to get to now that you've set the stage. But one of the things that you mentioned to me, which I think is pretty cool. So you have Carbon, right? You got blue and white. You got Emory. You got gold and black. We're going to see some green out there on the basketball court.
I hope so. I hope we see tons of green. I very much appreciated both coaches of both schools. Administration have been very supportive. We're going to get the kids in green, the players in green, coaches, administrators. So we're hoping the fans will show up in green and recognize that, yes, truly, we are one community that can utilize all these resources to help support our youth. Physical health is fun, and it's fun to see kids play basketball. But I, raising three children, and recognizing that mental health is as, if not more important for that. And that's really what we're trying to promote, is that we want the youth to know that we notice, we know that this matters. We're here to support. We're here to talk about it.
You have brought some guests along with you, so I'm going to let you bring in whoever you want to next, because there's so much more to talk about when we get into this event. So who's going to step up to the mic next?
You bet. My fabulous counselor, Dana Hansen, works with me closely at Canyon View, and she really is the mastermind behind all of this, and she gave the idea to me, and we ran with it, and I so appreciate all that she does for this. So I'm going to let her talk about who we're bringing in on the Wednesday for our Mental Health Matters event and our speaker.
Perfect. Well, Dana, thank you for taking out the time to come in today. And as Principal Gagan was just talking about a few moments ago, you're the counselor at Canyon View Middle School. And so big event. I mean, you guys have kind of worked very hard to try to put this thing together.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's going to be a great night. We have a super awesome speaker coming in. It's Dr. Christy Kane. If you haven't heard of her, you can look her up on Dr. Kane Speaks. But she has over 20 years of experience in mental health. Her big message really focuses on how social media affects the mind and the brain, which are everybody struggles with. So she's got some great information to share.
Now, this is going down on January 29th, correct?
Yes. So she's coming. She will be at the auditorium at Emory High School. Everybody's invited to come, even Carbon, if you want to make the drive down. We're welcoming everybody, grandparents, parents. Her message is for everybody. On Wednesday, January 29th, the doors will open at 5:30. We have community vendors that are going to be there, so you can visit those before. And then she will start her speech at 6 and share her wonderful information.
I kind of mentioned this a moment ago with Principal Gagan, the idea that mental health is never easy to talk about, specifically when it involves our kids. Right? And I think that's what makes it so difficult is it's something that as a parent, you don't ever really want to have that conversation. But I think so many of us have been affected by this in some form or another. And so if you were to preach to a parent about the importance of coming out to this event on January 29th, what would you say?
It doesn't matter who you are, parent, grandparent. When you hear Dr. Kane speak, you're going to have a takeaway from that. Obviously, she's not going to tell you we all have phones, we all have some form of electronics. It's just part of our world. But she's going to give you some tips, some tricks. And if you're a nerd like me and like the science behind how does it really affect our brain, she's got great information on that. So I think everybody's going to have something that they learn or take away that can help them manage just that aspect of our mental health.
Yeah, I don't want to be doom and gloom, but it wasn't that long ago. I had an author here on the show who was talking about the dangers of social media and really all the intricacies of it. It's somewhat terrifying in a sense. It really is.
Yes, it can be.
Yeah.
So, and I think really in our world today, we got to learn how to manage it and take care of ourselves. 'Cause not only does it affect our mental health, but it affects our physical health eventually too. So it's really important.
And, you know, if you come out to the event on the 29th, you get to go to the basketball game for free on the 31st, which if you got a big family, hey, that can save you some money there.
Yes, it can. It was a big ask of our administrators. So I really appreciate our administrator or district support for being willing to take up some of that cost. And then, of course, our sponsors that we have for our One Direction and our Hope Squad, our community sponsors. So putting on big events is not an easy task, but it's important. We need to bring our communities together, and together we are stronger. So
Principal Gagan, just a moment ago, introduced you. So now I know there's more to talk about, including the vendors, right, that are going to be at this particular event. And so I'm going to let you introduce our next guest, because we have a full studio today, which is kind of cool. We don't have this too often. So I'm going to let you introduce our next guest.
All right. I'm going to introduce Nikki Allred. She really stepped up to the plate. She helps run Direction Coalition in our community. So she's going to talk about their role in this big, big event.
Nikki Allred, Prevention Specialist at Four Corners, thank you for taking out the time to come in today as well. And I know when we were trying to get organized before we hopped on, you were talking about the vendors, and there's a lot of different vendors that are going to be available. Do we call them a resource? That's kind of what it is, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's a resource.
The organizations offer
resources. Yeah, that sounds a little bit better, right, than vendor. Huh?
Yeah.
So explain this aspect of this event to me.
Yes, so we will have organizations that offer resources to both Carbon and Emory residents. They will be set up. They will have tables to pass out resources to our families just to help educate and help in the community. So we will have a punch card that they actually take around to each table. And once that punch card is filled, they will be entered into a drawing to win a day pass at the Swell Retreat for a family of 20. And that was donated by Ben and Lacey, the owners. And we are truly grateful for all their support. And so I think it will be great to get those resources out and help share in this event.
Can you give me a couple of examples of what a different location, when I take my punch card around, like what I may find as I go from location to location? Can you give me an example of that?
Yes. So like Four Corners Community Behavioral Health will be there. So they will have resources that you can pick up. They'll have like different swag items. They will have resources about mental health, substance use. We will have the Hope Squad will be there. They will have resources that they will be passing out. The health department, they have many programs at the health department that they will be passing out resources. We'll have Head Start program there, Utah Foster Care. And that's just to name a few. There will be several resources just to help in all aspects of life in the community.
When you talk about an event that has so much information, I mean, this is kind of a full night, right? If you were to use up that punch card and go from location to location. If we talk about the logistics of the event itself, and I know that Principal Gagan and Dana have kind of got into this as well. Let's talk about the time frame once again on January 29th, with this being at the Emory High School Auditorium. It gets going at 6 p.m. Right.
Yeah, but the vendors will be there. Well, organizations with resources, they will be there at 5:30.
Okay.
So they can come a little early and go around. And they only have to visit 8 tables. So we didn't want to be all crazy and make them do all of them.
You can like do you, you can, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. And we hope that they do.
Sure.
But we just, I mean, we realize, too, time constraints and things like that. They might not make it around to all tables. So it is 8. We want them to at least visit 8 of our tables to, you know, we just want to encourage them to come around and visit us and get those resources out. And so, yeah, so 8 is what we're requiring for that, and then they will be entered into a drawing.
And then, of course, you get the keynote speaker, right, the main speaker,
yes.
and Dr. Christy Kane. And so, again, January 29th, you attend this event. You get to go to the basketball game on January 31st for free. And as you alluded to, 8 locations. I mean, that's doable within a reasonable amount of time, right?
Yes, yes. It's definitely doable.
Nikki, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in. I really do appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll bring in one more guest, Amanda McIntosh, who is pretty familiar with Castle Country Radio Studios. Amanda, it's always great to get you in, and you can kind of close some things up as we talk about this event, which really it sounds like a very informative couple of days. I mean, you guys have definitely put some work and time into this.
Yeah, I think all that credit goes to, Canyon View Middle School. I think that they have a good head on their shoulders about it, in that it really is difficult to have these kind of conversations with our kids.
Yeah.
So why not include the parents in that conversation to kind of help ease that transition into having conversations about why mental health is so important? And I really liked what Dana said, in that, you know, everybody has mental health, right? And so we just need to be as on top of our mental health as we are our physical health. I actually think that Principal Gagan said that as well. And so by participating in this Mental Health Matters with Dr. Christy Kane, it really is giving an insight into how social media is affecting our mental health. But how can we regimen that so that it's not so detrimental? Because as with anything else, you know, everything in moderation is on the healthier side. So Dr. Christy Kane will talk about what that looks like, what moderation looks like. It looks like it's not going to be a lecture event. It's going to be a informational event. And I think that's definitely something that parents can relate to.
I know you play such a big role in this in the community. And I talked about how difficult this conversation is. You just mentioned that once again, but it seems like it's becoming more mainstream.
Absolutely. It's something that people are finally starting to recognize is one of the leading causes of death. You know, suicide is one of the leading causes of death in the state of Utah. And until we can break down these walls of stigma and have these real conversations, we're going to continue to see that as being one of the leading causes of death in the state of Utah. And events like this are the perfect segue into, again, having those conversations, breaking down the walls of self-help seeking behaviors, and to remind ourselves that it's okay to not be okay, and seeking help really is the strong thing to do for not just yourself, but your family who love you and want you to be here.
Amanda, thank you so much. You always take out the time to come in here. I love seeing you hanging around the station, and it seems like every time you come in, it's more informative. And as I mentioned a moment ago, I think a lot of the information that is out there as far as mental health within the community, you've done a great job with that. And I don't get to talk to you very
thank
often,
you.
Right?
No.
I just see you around the station. I don't get to talk to you very often. So to have you come in and talk today, I mean, I'm always appreciative of the time.
Thank you, Jordan. And, you know, what's unfortunate is we aren't looking for these resources until we need these resources, right? So to have events like this where we can have resource booths, not only at the free community event taking place at the Emory High School auditorium, but also at the basketball game that following Friday. So if you do miss an opportunity to go around the resources at Dr. Chrissy Kane's event, you'll have the same opportunity to do it on Friday at that game. And I love this idea of we are stronger together. I love that Carbon is on board with it as much as Emory is on board with it, and really uniting in this overall conversation of making our community as a whole healthier in physical, in mental, emotional ways.
Again, the roundabout recap of everything, January 29th, 5:30 is when the vendors are going to begin, 6 o'clock at the Emory High School Auditorium. If you attend that event, you're going to get to go to the game for free, which is January 31st. Make sure you wear green Carbon Emory on the basketball court with green in the stands and on the court. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Amanda, thank you again so much. I also want to take the time to thank Dana and Nikki and also Principal Gagan. You guys are fantastic. I appreciate you hanging out in this hot studio. We're crammed in here a little bit, but it's been a lot of fun, so I definitely appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah, excellent stuff here on Drive Time Sports, talking about mental health with our kids in the community, as well as some high school basketball. I don't think it gets any better than that. Let's pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we are going to flip. We'll talk NFL football, preview the AFC-NFC Championship games coming up on Sunday. That's straight ahead, live from the Sutherland Studios.